There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Chris Picardi joins NLT, and I assuming NLT can get through the next segment because it's got you, hasn't it?
Yeah.
The frog in the throat.
I'm trying to drink a lot of water to help.
I'm trying to drink a lot of water. You sound like that person on the phone when you phone in sick. You're like, oh, I had a really bad night last night. Don't tell anybody. I don't think I can make it today.
What on earth are you implying,
Tim? I've just done it to myself. I have to get off now. Excuse me. So,
good. That's Salman. Good. That's good.
Then Salman texted and said, NLT's voice may have given up after telling Tim to behave all week.
Well,
he could
I know.
Be a handful. I don't think that's true at all.
No, it is. It's absolutely true. Salman's got you well understood there. Yes, it's because I'm having to shout at you so much this week.
All right, just surrounded by that. Get it at home, get it at work. Life's just not worth it anymore. Chris McCarty, what do you think?
What do I think?
Don't answer that because you'll incriminate yourself. So yesterday night you came in to do the show with Mark Archer and you kind of bounded in. Out came the phone and you show me a piece of video. And it's super cool. I went home and told my son, beside himself with excitement.
It's
just
bizarre.
Just detail it, would you?
So essentially there has been a new initiative, a new campaign launched, a very important one, a very prevalent one, Kick Out Cancer 2018. Now, a new initiative, the Bin Challenge, hashtag Bin Challenge, has been launched here in the United Arab Emirates. The man that is fronting said campaign is a certain Luis Suarez, the former Liverpool striker, current Barcelona striker. And he has, well, he's challenged me to do it.
He's called you out.
He's called me out.
Challenge Chris McCarty.
So in the video, he's bouncing what looks like a ball.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a cell, isn't it?
Yeah.
And kicks the ball into the bin and then calls you out and challenges you. How does that happen?
It's just bizarre. As they often say, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Yeah. So, it is bizarre. I've been inundated with friends on social media across the day just asking, why is this you with your sound wizardry, or is this actual real? It's real. That is Luis Suarez looking down at the camera and challenging me to the bin challenge. So it is strange, but I will be taking him up on his offer. Watch this space.
So he challenges you, you take up the challenge, and then you nominate.
The idea, I guess, and it is very important. I mean, this is all great fun for raising awareness, but there is an important issue at the heart here, and I think it's the Macmillan study showed that 1 in 3 males will develop cancer in their lifetime. So there's an important message there. Mm. The idea is that you take no more than 3 touches to get the ball in the bin, and then you tag 3 friends. You nominate 3 friends to pick up the challenge.
Have you thought of your victims yet?
I have indeed, yeah. I've been kind of working out what to do and who to point the finger at. What I think I'm going to do is I've got a couple of names. I'll keep them under wraps now.
Okay.
That I think will hopefully buy into it and hopefully perpetuate the message and we raise as much awareness as we possibly can.
Do we know these people? Do we?
Yeah, you should. Yeah, you do.
Oh, he's holding his cards.
I'm keeping
close
it
to the chest.
I have
there,
to. I have
McCarty.
To. Indeed. Yes. Yeah, so watch this space on that one, and fingers crossed you enjoy the video. Once I get round to it, 3 touches to get a ball in the bin. It may well take me a few hours. I think.
Yeah, a few hours, a few days, mate. Come on.
Let's be on it. Probably will take a few edits, a few cuts, and a few days.
All right. Do you want to do the sport? Husky Taylor? Husky Lindo Taylor?
Yes, why not? We'll start with cricket, actually, Chris. I was listening to the news this morning and thought, how many times am I going to hear England have had an absolute disaster when it comes to cricket?
This is a shocker today. This morning was an absolute shocker. It began at 5 a.m. United Arab Emirates time. They were all out by 6:40 a.m. 1 hour 37 minutes is all it took. Well, Trent Bolt and Tim Southee, because they took all 10 wickets. Trent Bolt was 6 for 32. Tim Southee was 4 for 25. England all out for just 58. Their 6th lowest total in Test cricket. And remarkable scenes. Mark Archer's already in for his shift this evening. We've been watching back the highlights. They were 27 for 9 at one stage.
I got a ding on my phone.
just as the wickets kept falling.
I know there were loads of dings, and I was getting a bit fed up. And so I looked and I thought, that's not worth the calories, is it? Looking at it was just ridiculously poor. New Zealand,
horrible
tremendous.
Day. Yeah, great performance from New Zealand. Okay, the batsmen need to take a long, hard look at themselves. Five ducks in total. That equals an unwanted record for England. You had the likes of Joe Root gone for a duck. The returning Ben Stokes was gone for a duck. So a lot of soul searching to be done for England. And just to rub it in further, because New Zealand went on to make 175 for three. Kane Williamson not out as well. He made a stunning catch, the ninth wicket. Not quite sure who fell, but it was a remarkable catch, easily the catch of the day. He is still not out. He will return to the crease on day two. 91 not out from 177 balls faced, but already England behind the eight ball, as they say. 58 all out, New Zealand 175 for three. Undoubtedly, they're going to win this test match.
You would think so. First of just two tests, isn't it, as well? Let's talk about the Pakistan Super League, just briefly.
Yeah, enjoyed it last night as well. What I can tell you is that Peshawar Zelmi defeating the Karachi Kings by 13 runs. Rain affected, so it was reduced to 16 overs. The Peshawar Zelmi making 170 for 7. Kumar Akmal, the hero for Peshawar, he made, I think it was 77. My beg your pardon, 77 from just 27 balls. He let loose, did Kumar Akmal, and in response, Karachi Kings. Decent, they kept things going. Joe Denley not out on 79, but not enough. They fell to a 13-run defeat, which does mean that the Peshawar Zelmi, the defending champions, will take to the field over in Karachi on Sunday against Islamabad United for the title.
Okay, if we move to the tennis, Chris.
She's so husky.
Stop laughing at me.
It's been a long week. I feel your pain.
Serena Williams was knocked out of the Miami Open in the first round.
She was, yes. Beaten by Naomi Osaka. No real surprise this. Osaka really has come to the fore in recent weeks. Performed very well over here in Dubai. Actually won the Indian Wells tournament last week. Full of confidence as the young Japanese, just 20 years of age. She was too good for Serena Williams, winning 6-3, 6-2. Serena Williams not seeded for this event, and it's a conversation that I think Arch and I will have on Sports Tonight this evening, because, well, she was pregnant, obviously. She's had a baby. She's been away from the tennis for, 13 months or so, and she actually is now entering tournaments unseeded. And we're going to be discussing whether that's fair. I know injuries are exactly the same. Your ranking is protected for a number of events, but not them all. So Serena Williams is, in effect, she's paying the price for being pregnant and having a child. So, listen, you can only beat who's in front of you. Right now, though, Serena Williams is unseeded. She's coming up against very good players earlier on in tournaments. And Naomi Osaka, far too good for her.
It's a weird one there, because if you don't have an official ranking, you can't be seeded, can you? But you can still get into... How many is it? Eight tournaments in a year or
something
like that.
That's where your number one status is protected in eight events, including two Grand Slams. So that will help Serena. But given the fact she's been away from the tennis circuit for over a year, it means that she is kind of starting from, a position not of strength that she was at when she won the Australian Open before giving birth and stepping away from tennis. So it is an interesting debate. There's a lot of, I guess there will be those that say, well, listen, that's just sport. You go away, you move with the times, maybe. Other players are there on and deserve to be on merit. There are others, though, that suggest that, well, listen, she was world number one before she was she had her daughter, and she should come back in as that world number one. So we'll be debating that on Sports Tonight this evening. Each and every one of us will have an opinion on that. I know James Blake, the Miami Open tournament director, he feels that females are being punished with that rule. So we'll discuss that this evening and we'll get the listeners' thoughts.
Okay. What are you doing this weekend? Where are you hanging around? Where are you going to be hunting out sporting
celebs? I am heading down to the Arsenal Soccer School, because three Arsenal players are in town. Hector Bellerin, Callum Chambers and Rob Holding. So I'll be catching up with them tomorrow morning, getting their view on what has been largely a disappointing season. That will be if the Arsenal media manager allows me to ask that question, and be interested to get Hector Bellerin's thoughts. He's been pretty candid, pretty open with his assessment of Arsenal fans being too critical of the team this season. So I'll be asking him about that and the World Cup, whether he still harbours, of course he harbours ambitions of making that Spain World Cup squad, but he's been left out of this couple of fixtures over the course of this week. So a little disappointment there, I'm sure, but he's over in Dubai, some sun on his back, and just discussing the rest of the season ahead.
Steve says you watch the England lowlights, not the highlights. That's a very good point. Tola observes England has an absolute disaster in every sport. Probably true. Mark, I forgot actually, South Africa or Australia? I miss that.
It's ongoing. Don't you worry. We'll be across the roll of what I can tell you. South Africa are currently in to bat. They're 198 for two. AB de Villiers, he's cut loose a little bit. He's 49, not out from 74 balls faced. He has been assisted, more than assisted. Dean Elgar is 100, not out. So another century for the South African opener. He's 100, not out from 178 balls. Markram, he went for a duck. Hashimamla managed to add 31. So South Africa going ahead, going along at a decent clip at this moment in time. They are 198 for two. Australia got it all to do. All right, tail end of day one.
You're back with more sport at 7 o'clock tonight. Mark Archer is with you on the show. Are you ready for a last word?
Always.
Okay.
The last word.
Prankster ordered to pay 250,000 dirhams to a woman he...
Okay. What was that prankster? Okay.
What prankster. Did he do? What did the prankster do to the woman? 250,000 dirham.
Did he do?
It didn't happen here, did it?
No, but obviously I wanted to convert to dirham so people could understand.
Here you go, once more.
The last word.
Prankster ordered to pay 250,000 dirhams to a woman he...
I think it's called. I think that first word is called.
Okay. So Chris McCarty is going with called.
Called something something. You know what
called,
I mean?
Yeah,
I
yeah,
think
yeah.
there's so called her a name. Called her a banana.
Okay. Called her a banana.
Called
I'm
her
just
a
writing
banana.
This down.
I'm going. It's Thursday. Why not?
Called her
oh
a banana.
Dear.
Okay.
Tim, have you had any thinking space?
I haven't yet, but I'm going to have thinking space
Sonal?
Now, so I'm going to come up with something.
Tripped.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Made a fall somehow.
Oh, do you know what? I can't do this now because I know it.
You do
I know,
know
it.
It,
yeah. I saw the story. Was it in Spain?
Let's not give it away. Let's let people try and work it out because you're going to make them use a search engine.
There are men and women in Spain as there are in every other country. So
stop
I mean...
giving clues to the last word.
Is
not
it fair
how it
to
works.
Say it's not that he called her a banana?
No,
let's just leave it there. Let people guess for themselves. If you have a better suggestion, 4001 via the free messaging app, and we'll reveal all in a few minutes' time. You two are like so mischievous today. That is why I've got no voice.
Or send us an alternative fruit to a banana. You are indeed a pomegranate or something.
Or an orange.
We'll go wherever we go.
Thanks, guys.
Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.